Hello, hello. I'm just on my drive home, and I had a thought that screaming so loud that I figured it ought to be shared. And I just wonder how many people share the feeling of not truly being able to accept the current state as being good, or to be happy with what is, in fear of it all being gone. And really, everything goes. So why is that fear of, oh, it'll go anyway, I can't enjoy it? Or it'll be gone too soon? I mean, I have plenty of ideas on why I feel that way, and it just starts from people in my life heading out way before I ever even expected them to. And then so it can put me in worry or fear of it happening again and again and again. And I'm finding, as I'm watching myself more and more, as I discover my own nature, but also at the same time, my own developed habits. Because so much of us is habits over time, and it's like one thing happens and then we do it again and again, and then boom, all of a sudden this pattern has us gripped. It has us gripped in a way that we can't ever even undo. I mean, it's this whole idea of hypnotic rhythm. And how rhythm can hypnotize us. And it just takes over. I mean, even like my speaking, for example, like for all of these psychological reasons in the world, I stutter, and it just happened. And then boom, I got comfortable with this uncomfortability, and in that I can get stuck, and it's really just a fear of misspeaking, or a fear of speaking at the wrong time, but especially not speaking at the right time. I mean, that's the crux of it right there. Because that worry in my mind puts it at life or death, which is quite extreme. Not everything is quite life or death, but in those moments where it is, can we speak? And that is my main struggle, of really being worried about those extreme times when they're really just extreme, and that I'm unable to fully accept right here, right now, which is all I feel like constantly do. I try and radically accept the now as if I've chosen all of it, because I have. To whatever degree I have choice, it's there. And it's all on me. Just how it's all on you. And that can seem scary, but also it's a bit of relief, because when you start having your decisions having some finite purpose and some definiteness to them, then words come into action, and things come from unknown to idea into known reality. And the only way to do that is to be as present as possible, because any amount of time spent thinking about anything else, any other worry, just brings us farther from right now and farther from whatever it is we are worrying about when we could just be doing said thing. It's just that practical. But also, there must be some worry, because you can easily end up homeless. And what is that balance? And it has to start with the radical acceptance and enjoyment of the now. Like, there's constant wonder all around us. As corny as it is, it's absolutely true. We're just all so bombarded all the time with so much media that nothing impresses us. Like, even the fact I'm driving a car that was designed by I don't know how many people over I don't know how long of a time, at least 200 years. I'm speaking on a phone. This is magic. It's magic to other civilizations, but to us, it's like, why is my phone so slow? So, what in our future? Oh, that's magic. What in our future will we think that when it's just technology or just ideas we haven't thought of because we haven't allowed ourselves the space to not be worried? Because that worry should drive us, but it shouldn't paralyze us. That's whenever it becomes a double-edged sword, as they say. It's absolutely crucial to radically accept the now, radically, because then so much wonder is able just to pop up in front of our own eyes.